This is NPR.
And good morning, everyone. Military troops in Chad appear to have beaten back an attempted coup. Rebel leaders say they have voluntarily pulled hundreds of fighters out of the capital, N'Djamena. The relief group, Doctors Without Borders, says it operated on about 50 wounded people at a city hospital this weekend, and only one of the victims was a fighter. The United Nations says many people are running for safety into neighboring Cameroon, and some of these people may already be refugees who fled into Chad from Darfur, Sudan. The U.S. military says American troops accidentally killed 9 Iraqi civilians this weekend while attacking al-Qaeda militants. One of the victims was a child. The deaths occurred near Iskandaria, south of Baghdad. A suicide bomber attacked a minibus in the Pakistani town of Rawalpindi today. Ambulances responded to try to help some 36 victims. Authorities say a bomber on a motorcycle crashed into a bus filled with security personnel, and at least 5 people have died. There have been several suicide bombings in the past 6 months in Rawalpindi. It's the city where the Pakistani army is headquartered. Authorities in Israel say a Palestinian suicide bomber killed at least 1 Israeli today in a bombing in Dimona. Police shot his accomplice to death. There hasn't been a suicide bombing in Israel in many months. There's concern that this could be linked to the recent opening of the border between Gaza and Egypt. Palestinian militants tore down the border 2 weeks ago. Tens of thousands of Palestinians who were blockaded inside flowed into Egypt to buy scarce food and goods. Egypt finally resealed the border yesterday, but there's been concern Palestinian militants left Gaza for Egypt and then crossed over into Israel. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is expected to name a new leader today. NPR's Howard Burkus says it is likely to be the church's senior leader, 80-year-old Thomas Monson.
His 4 decades in the highest ranks of the Mormon leadership give him the seniority to now ascend to the top. The new leader will manage the secular and religious affairs of the faith, which has grown to 13 million members and is getting more attention than ever, due in part to the presidential candidacy of Republican Mitt Romney.
If selected, Monson would succeed the late Gordon B. Hinckley. He died last week at the age of 97. Chicago area police continue to search for a gunman who shot 5 women to death at a suburban strip shopping mall this weekend. News reports from Chicago say a 6th woman was also shot but survived the attack. Police have not confirmed this. They suspect the gunman was trying to rob a women's clothing store but was interrupted in the middle of his crime. And NASA will broadcast Music in Space. The space agency is transmitting the Beatles song Across the Universe from a huge antenna in Spain in the direction of Polaris, better known as the North Star. Well, this is the 40th anniversary of that song, and it's NASA's 50th birthday. Paul McCartney has told NASA to send his love to the aliens, and the message should arrive at Polaris in about 431 years. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.